கிருஷ்ண டாக்டர் நீங்க அப்ப நேஷனல் diverticulite, diverticulosis area from the previous diverticulitis about 6 months ago. This is same epidentular tubular villus polyp. So it was moved on with the core polypectomy. Successfully post polypectomy, it started losing blood from the polypectomy site, which was two metal clips were applied on it, which was with a good adequate hemostasis, and also marked the area with the tattooing a couple fold below it. Just for the future future reference, patient also should be having left side diverticulosis. The right leg patient also having lobby versus preserved in a complication. Final gastro massage number 0 and number 2, moderate severe erosive gastritis. In the enter number 3, pre-pyloric gastric ulcer now bleeding. Number 4, mild to moderate duodenitis, biopsy with angle alpha. Number 5, biopsy with enter ulcer was taken. Number 6, colonoscopy with cecum. Number 7, adequate prep. Number 8, left side diverticulosis. Number 9, patient has semi-pedunculated polyp at 20 centimeters from the anus. I'm not sure whether this is polyp or granuloma from the previous diverticulitis 6 months ago. So it was removed with the cold snare polypectomy successfully. Post polypectomy site started losing blood, so I placed two metal clips with a good hemostasis, with adequate hemostasis. No bleeding happened after that, that's in the picture. But I also tattooed this area with a couple folds below this polypectomy site with a black India ink. For the identification in the future, depending on what the pathology will look like. Number 8, hemorrhage recommendation. Away from the stomatitis, by helical required to therapy. Number 2, away from the gastric ulcer biopsy. Gastric ulcer biopsy becomes benign. No atypical cells or no neoplastic cells. And bring the patient back in 3 months for follow-up the gastric ulcer. Restore patient medication of protonics, 40 mg per day, and clarified 1 gram TID. Away from the small biopsy, number 4, away from the polypathology. The polypathology becomes benign with no high-grade dysplasia. Then bring the patient back with no high-grade dysplasia. Then bring the patient back in 3 years. If patient appeared to be having a high-grade dysplasia, and depending on invasion of this of the polyp, if appeared to be with no invasion of the vasculature, the patient with high-grade dysplasia, patient would bring come back, will be sent to colonoscopy if possible, EMR. To have further identification of the polypectomy site. And if there appear to be a high-grade dysplasia with invasion, vascular invasion, the patient is going to go for segmental resection of that area. Otherwise, advised to take hydrogen water, still salmon, and sucerin, five super patient, and so follow on to some patient, please for the cover patient primary care provider, Dr. Leslie Garcia Rivera, coming Dr. Paramsari. They are pursuing March 2nd to 23rd, March 2nd to 23rd, patient.